I'm going to go ahead and call to order this meeting of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission for October 14th, 2020. And we will begin this meeting, as we do all meetings, by acknowledging that we are holding this meeting on the traditional lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. I will move on to our roll call here, and I'm just going to go down the list. So excuse me, I don't know what order it'll be coming in. So, but I'm first. So present, we have commissioners Bartoy, Morgenroth, Cade, Stewart, Williams, Mortensen, Hart, Johnson, and Hilsendegger. Did I miss any commissioners? I did not. Excellent. So we have a consent agenda before us. Are there any additions or edits to the consent agenda? I am hearing none. Is there any objection with moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing none, you can raise your hand. Just a reminder again, since we're such experts at Zoom, I guess I don't have to remind anyone now, but you can raise your hand. And I see no objections, so the consent agenda is moved. We have our excusal of absences, and I actually don't have any excused absences. I did have Commissioner Morgenroth as an excused absence, but he has made it here.
I did. I didn't want to leave you hanging in case we had no quorum. All right. So I'm here.
I appreciate no being left hanging. And for the older of us, I was going to make a hanging Chad's joke, but I guess I won't. So that might date me a little bit.
Still too soon.
And I will note that Commissioner Jaggers has joined us as well. Fantastic. Okay, let me just work my Zoom machine here. And we'll move forward with the approval of minutes. I think we have minutes from the meeting of September 23rd, 2020. Do we have any corrections to those minutes? I feel like we may have.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I understand that on item 7, page 3, where the narrative refers to hose towel, it should be hose tower. And so that correction will be made. That was a typo.
Are we sure it is not a hose towel?
We could go back and look at it again.
Thank you, Mr. McKnight. And I do notice we have a couple other commissioners that have entered the building, the Zoom building. I can't even say that anymore. We have Commissioner Slessor, Commissioner Sundstrom, and Commissioner Cade, I see. If I missed you, please raise your hand. I don't think I have, though. So is there any, are there any other changes to the minutes? Corrections? Hearing, let me scroll up so I can see hands. Nope, okay, hearing none. Is there any objection with moving forward by unanimous consent with the minutes with the one correction that there was no hose towel? It was indeed a hose tower. Hearing no objection, those minutes are accepted. I'm just noting on our agenda, and the commissioner should have seen that in their email. If you did not, then please let us know now that there were three administrative reviews since we last met, 511 North M, 412 South M, and 1115 North 5th. And we will move on to our first order of business, which is nominations to the Tacoma Register, the findings and recommendations by staff for 201 and 205 North Yakima Avenue. I will hand this over to the good Mr. McKnight, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is item 4A, nomination of 201 and 205 North Yakima, which is the Walgreens Florist Shop and House. Tacoma Register listing follows procedures outlined in the municipal code, requires a minimum of two separate commission meetings, the first being the threshold meeting where age and integrity are reviewed. And if the commission finds that those standards appear to be met, then the commission may move to have the nomination scheduled for a public hearing and comment period. Following the comment period, the commission may deliberate on the nomination for up to 45 days before recommending the city council listing on the register or denying the nomination. So the commission has seen this nomination now for a while since the hearing in September. I'm just going to go briefly and talk for the record just a little bit about the background and the prior actions on this. There are a series of proposed or recommended draft findings based on the commission's guidance at our last meeting. I'm not going to read all of those into the record, and then I'll be jumping to the conclusion and then offering it up for whatever discussion or action the commission wants to take. So the Waldron House, which is at 205 North Yakima, was built before 1902, and the florist shop at 201 North Yakima was built in 1949. And the house and shop were both within the boundaries of the 1977 Stadium Seminary District, which is on the Washington Heritage Register and also on the National Register of Historic Places. Both of these structures have been nominated to the Tacoma Register by Historic Tacoma, and the owner opposes this nomination. Prior related actions, on April 22nd of this year, the Landmarks Commission reviewed a historic property assessment report prepared on behalf of the ownership as required by the demolition review process, if it's located within a National Register Historic District, and both buildings are planned for removal to make way for new development. The historic property assessment report determined that the properties did not appear to meet the criteria for designation, which is an assessment with which staff concurred. The commission disagreed with the assessment report recommendations and found that the property should formally be considered for inclusion on the Tacoma Register based upon the association with the flower industry in Tacoma and with the Walgren family. This recommendation is pending review at the City Council IPS Committee. On May 27th, Historic Tacoma submitted an independent nomination for both properties to the register to the Historic Preservation Office. Upon request to the owner, there was a 30-day review period. A response letter from the owner's representative was included, as well as a letter from Fred Walgren, which was to the current owner. On August 12th, the commission conducted a preliminary review of the nomination and voted to schedule it for a public hearing on September 9th. And then following the hearing, the commission reviewed the testimony and comments at its September 23rd meeting. So the action before the commission is to review and adopt the findings and conclusions and to make a recommendation to City Council regarding the nomination. So there are a series of findings, and I trust that everybody's been through the staff report, and it's our belief that this reflects the input that we received from the commission at the September 27th meeting. And so I'm just going to move forward here to the upshot, the conclusion or recommendation, which is the first, that the commission finds that the floral shop at 201 North Yakima meets criterion A for its association with events that have made a significant contribution to the broad patterns of our history. Two, the commission also finds that the property 201 North Yakima meets the eligibility criteria for criterion F as an established and familiar visual feature of the neighborhood. And then three, the commission finds that the residence at 205 North Yakima does not appear to meet the criteria for inclusion in the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. We did draft these with the understanding that there are some probably dissenting views on some of the criteria application. This really represents what we took from the commission's guidance in our last meeting as this general consensus. And so we offer it to the commission for consideration, and that concludes my staff report.
Great, thank you, Mr. McKnight. Commissioner Mortensen? I beat you to your hand.
You did! That's delightful. I just wanted to state again for the record that I'm on the board of Historic Tacoma, the nominator, so I'll be recusing myself in the conversation.
Great. Thank you. We appreciate that. And I will go ahead and open this up to the commission for discussion. Yes, Commissioner Hart.
Yeah, I just want to thank Ruben and staff for taking the time to really thoughtfully compile all of this. I know we've had a lot of back and forth, and it got a little, I think, muddy last time we met and got through this, but this seems like a really great summary. So I just wanted to say thanks for the hard work.
Commissioner Hart, Commissioner Johnson?
I want to second what Commissioner Hart just said. And also, I had some thoughts about this nomination. The applicant's attorney went over the Department of Interior standards very thoroughly and came to the conclusion that this was just too small of a project, basically, to be nominated as a historic structure. But I contend that historic districts and the history of a region is not just the big grand edifices that want to be saved. It's also the small details. We as a commission look at when somebody brings a project to the table, we look at the small details to see if they are compliant. And so this, the 201 is a small detail in the big picture, but it also helps to complete the understanding of the history of the area and of Tacoma. And I just think that this is a reason to vote for the inclusion in the landmarks list. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner Johnson. Other commissioners? Commissioner Johnson, I take it your hand's still up for just being up. There we go. Commissioner Helsendinger.
Along the same lines of what Commissioner Johnson said, and I know I said this at the last meeting as well, but something that's really stuck with me is the owner's representative talking about that the people that occupied these properties did not rise to the level of importance as some of something that should be landmarked. And I just wanted to reiterate again that there's room for all levels of people in society and throughout the history of Tacoma on the Register of Historic Places. And for example, there are similar places in places like Old Town that when it started out was not filled with judges and congressmen, but places that represent everyday people that helped form Tacoma. So I just wanted to reiterate that point. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Commissioner. Other commissioners? Seeing no hands raising, I would also like to reiterate thanks to the staff for compiling such a comprehensive report. I'd also like to thank the commission, and this is one of our first times in moving through this process with the city, and I really feel as if it was a well thought out process, and we had a very good and I think thorough discussion at the last commission meeting. It really went point by point, and I thought everyone was very thoughtful in those discussions as we did this. So I just wanted to give my appreciation to everyone for that. Is there a, there's no more discussion, is there a, Commissioner Hart? You're on mute.
Darn mute button. Thanks, I was gonna ask for the scroll. I move that Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt the draft findings as fact and move that the commission recommend to City Council that the property at 201 North Yakima Walgreens Florist Shop should be listed on the Tacoma Register of Historic Places under criteria A and F.
Thank you, Commissioner Hart. We have a second.
Second.
Was that Commissioner Morgenroth?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Commissioner Morgenroth had the second. There's now a motion on the table before the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion? I'm hearing no discussion, so we will go ahead and move to a vote, and I will have all the commissioners use their raise hand function. So all those commissioners in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your hands. And I'm going to read out the raised hands from the side here. So we have Commissioners Morgenroth, Hart, Johnson, Hilsendegger, Stewart, Williams, Sundstrom, Slessor, and I don't know how to raise my hand, so I do it in reality, and Bartoy. I don't know if that is all of the voting commissioners. I'd have to be better at math, so I'll go ahead and say, are there, please lower your hands, commissioners. And if there are commissioners who are voting nay, please raise your hands. I'm seeing none. If there's any abstentions, please raise your hand. I do see it, and I was gonna note Commissioner Mortensen is recused from this vote. Fantastic, so this motion does pass. Thank you all. Great, and Mr. McKnight, do you need anything else from the commission, or is our work done on this item?
Sorry, I was muted. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So our next step is that we will prepare the recommendation as a request for a council resolution. Our probably next step is going to be taking this to the City Council IPS Committee. At the same time, we'll be looking again at that historic property assessment recommendation too from April. And so we'll post, we'll update the commission when we have those dates ready.
Great, thank you. And we are moving on now to item 5 on our agenda, which is one of my favorite items of the year. Here, it also is one of my carpal, the best way to get carpal tunnel is signing these tax documents, I find. So we have our special tax valuations. We have these listed out individually. Mr. and I, we're going to go through each individually so we can have the owner's rep have a few minutes to address the commission. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, I think that there's probably at least one applicant here who would like to make a remark to the commission. It's not required, of course, but I think we may have one that has some additional information to present.
Okay, and is the staff report going to cover all properties, or will we do them individually?
If you'd like to, we can move through these individually. That's fine. That would give every owner a chance to raise their hand and speak if they wanted to.
If we do it, should we do a single motion at the end, or should we motion these per property if we do it that way? Just a little different than we've done in the past.
Mr. Chair, I think I recommend probably making a motion on each one individually.
Okay, fantastic, we shall. So we'll move forward with item A, 3334 North Gove Street. And do we have a staff report, Mr. McKnight?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So WAC 25420 enables local governments to adopt legislation to provide for special valuation of historic properties that have been rehabilitated. And with regard to the application review process, the state law authorizes the Historic Review Board, which is the Landmarks Commission, to determine first whether the property is eligible, included within a class of historic property determined eligible for special tax valuation by the local legislative authority. In Tacoma, this means city landmarks, which are defined both as buildings that are individually listed on the register and those that are contributing within local historic districts. And then two, whether the property has been rehabilitated at a cost equal to or exceeding 25% of the assessed improvement value at the beginning of the project within the prior 24 months. And three, whether the property has not been altered in any way which adversely affects those elements which qualify it as historically significant. And if the local review board finds that all three of these are satisfied, it shall enter into a new agreement with the owner, which includes the provisions set forth in state law for care and maintenance and so forth. And upon execution of the agreement between the owner and the local review board, the application is approved. And so the Landmarks Commission is the board that approves these in the city of Tacoma. The first one up is 3334 North Gove Street, the Wells R. Sears House, which was recently added to the historic register. So it's individually listed. It is eligible. The rehabilitation cost claimed is $361,669. The assessed improvement value prior to the rehabilitation, which means the structures on the property, $326,100. The rehabilitation percentage of the assessed value is 111%, so it far exceeds the 25% minimum. The project period was from August 2018 through August 2020, and it included interior and exterior remodel. The work did occur prior to the designation of the property, but the commission did have the opportunity to review the property during the nomination process. Staff reviewed the itemized expense sheet per the commission bylaws for cost eligibility and recommends approval of the application in the amount requested. Thank you. Shall I continue, or that was fast, but that was the first one. I think Kevin's muted.
Sorry, awkward silence. Nice reaction, Mr. McKnight. I was just saying, thank you for the report. And are the owners here for any comment they would like to provide? Ms. Catherine and Mr. Combe? I'm probably mispronouncing your names. No, I'm not seeing any hands raised. No one's telling me hands are raised. So. Is there anyone who from the public, I just opened this up. I noticed we only have one attendee and we have a lot of people in the panelists, I think, who are here that would like to provide comments. Please raise your hand. Not seeing any. Do we have a motion? Or I should actually say, is there any discussion that the commission would like to have first? Hearing none is, Commissioner Mortensen.
I actually was going to go ahead and make a motion.
Perfect.
That the Landmarks Commission approved the special tax valuation for 334 North Gove Street in the amount of $361,669.81.
Excellent. There's a motion. Is there a second, Commissioner Hart?
I will second that motion.
Second, there's a motion before the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion before the commission? Seeing none, we'll move to voting. We'll use our raise hand features to vote. All those in favor of the motion before the commission, please raise your hands. And I think this is, so it's Commissioners Johnson, Morgenroth, Hilsendegger, Stewart, Hart, Sundstrom, Mortensen, Williams, Schlesser, and Bartoy. That's unanimous. So the motion is moved. So moved. Thank you. And we will move on to the next property at 507 South Ainsworth. Mr. McKnight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is, I want to say, it may be our first wedge STV application. Or at least the first one in a while. This is a contributing property in the Wedge Neighborhood Historic District. The rehabilitation cost claimed is $316,633. The assessed value of improvements prior to the start of the rehab was $181,700. This is 174% of the assessed value of the improvements prior to the project. The project period was September 2019 to July 2020. This is full restoration, including roof, plumbing, electrical, kitchen, bath, and windows. Exterior work was reviewed and approved by the Landmarks Commission in 2019. Staff reviewed the itemized expense sheet per the commission bylaws for STV cost eligibility and recommends approval in the amount requested.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mr. McKnight. Is there, I see Commissioner Johnson has his hands raised. I think he may want to have some discussion. No, he does not. Anyone? Is there any, are the owners with us today would like to have comment? You can raise your hand. I'm not seeing any hands raised. Hopefully that is correct, okay. Is there any discussion from the commission? Seeing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Hilsendegger.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the special tax valuation application for 507 South Ainsworth Avenue in the amount of $316,633.
There is a motion from Commissioner Hilsendegger. Do we have a second? Commissioner Johnson. Your mute is on. I believe I saw your lips move and say, I second that. Is that correct?
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. There's a motion before the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing and hearing none, we'll go ahead. Oh, Commissioner Williams.
Raising my hand to vote.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you know which vote I was going to ask for first? You're reading my mind. So there's a motion before the commission. All those commissioners in favor, please raise your hand. So I am seeing they are votes from Commissioner Williams, Hart, Mortensen, Johnson, Hilsendegger, Stewart, Schlesser, Morgenroth, and Sundstrom, and Bartoy makes unanimous. So the motion so moves. We will move on to the next property at 1122 North 6th Street. Mr. McKnight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this is 1122 North 6th Street, which is the North Slope Historic District. This is actually a historic contributing multifamily building, a lovely rehab called the Red Maple Apartments. The property rehabilitation cost claim is $1,906,222. There's a revised cost based on staff's review of the itemized expense sheet. We discussed this with the owner of $1,897,156. The assessed improvement value prior to the rehabilitation was $1,048,000. So this is a 182% or revised is 181%. The project period was from September 2018 through the end of August 2020. And this was a full interior remodel. The exterior changes were administratively approved in 2020. And just by way of detail also for the commission's information, this is also under review for the federal historic tax credit process through the state and the National Park Service. Staff reviewed the itemized expense sheet per the commission bylaws for STB cost eligibility and recommends approval of the application for the revised amount of $1,897,156, which reflects some subtraction of ineligible costs, including blinds and signage.
Great, thank you, Mr. McKnight. Is the owner here? Would like to give comment?
The owner is here.
Yes, Mr. Nathan Rosenbaum.
Yes.
Fantastic. The floor is yours.
To be honest, I covered all the details in the written preparation. I just want to thank you for the consideration. This was a labor of love over the last 2 years, and I've been reviewing this with Ruben for close to 2 years. So I really appreciate the consideration. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Great. Thank you so much. And I'm going to open it up for public comment. If there's anyone else here from the public, I don't think there is. We don't have anyone in the attendees. So I will go and help open it up for the commission. Is there any questions, discussion? Yes, Commissioner Mortensen.
Yeah, I don't have a question. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed looking at these photos and seeing the transformation of this building. And so I wanted to thank the owner for all their work. And just, it's really great to see a high density historic building in a desirable neighborhood. So thank you for your work. And I'm excited to approve this.
That means an awful lot. Thank you.
Commissioner Cade.
Thank you. I just want to echo what Commissioner Mortensen just said. I, as a resident of this neighborhood, I really appreciate the effort that went into this. And I agree that we really value our multifamily buildings and especially the historic ones. And I was very happy to see the beautiful quality of work that was done on this building.
Thank you.
Great. Other commissioners? Seeing none, do we have a motion before the commission? Commissioner Mortensen.
I move that, sorry, this is 522?
1122 North 6th Street.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the special tax valuation application for 1122 North 6th Street for $1,897,156.
Motion before the commission. Do we have a second, Commissioner Hart?
I will second that.
We We have a second. We do have a motion before the commission. Is there any discussion of the motion? Seeing none, we will move to a vote using our raise hands. All those in favor, please raise your hands. And we have ayes from Commissioner Hart, Johnson, Mortensen, Hilsendinger, Williams, Sundstrom, Stewart, Schlesser, Morgenroth, and Bartoy. So it passes unanimously. And we'd like to thank you, I think, Mr. Rosenbaum, for the marvelous job. And I'd like to reiterate the thanks for, particularly for a multifamily unit for density and showing that historic preservation and housing crisis that we're going through can kind of go hand in hand here as we get density with historic preservation, with historic buildings, I should say. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great. Moving on, we will move to 522 North J Street. Mr. McKnight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 522 North J Street is a contributing property in the North Slope Historic District. The rehabilitation cost claimed is $267,771. The revised cost, and this is a recommended cost from the staff, and I'll talk about that in a second, is $241,244.14. The assessed improvement value prior to the rehabilitation was $336,500. The rehabilitation percentage of assessed value for the claim cost is 80%, with the revised amount of 72%, so either way, it does qualify. The project period was from May 2018 until October 2018, and it was interior remodel. Staff reviewed the itemized expense sheet for the commission bylaws for STB cost eligibility and recommends the application be approved for $241,244, which subtracts $26,526.86 for appliance costs. This was reviewed against the commission's guidelines for eligible costs. The applicant has requested that the commission reconsider the appliance cost as they are built-in appliances and are not easily removable. And to that end, there were additional photographs that were submitted showing the appliances in question, and I believe the owner is also present. And that concludes my staff report.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McKnight. And the Commissioner Morgenroth, I think your hand is still raised. Is that correct? Yes. Okay, perfect. The owner is present?
Yes, we're here.
Yes. Okay. The floor is yours. And you are, I'm sorry, I should get your name. It says Stefani. Is that the last name I should look here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we just wanted to potentially have the appliances considered, or at least some of them, as a lot of them are, none of them actually are standard sizes or easily interchangeable. The cabinetry was built specifically for them. Some of them are commercial pieces that will last probably 3 to 4 times as long as residential pieces. I'm happy to answer any questions if it's even an option to consider them. If not, we understand totally, but we figured we'd give it a shot.
Great, thank you. And before I open to the commission, I'll ask if there's anyone else here to provide comment, public comment. I don't think there is, but I do want to give the opportunity. Seeing none, commissioners, do you have any questions, comments? Commissioner Hart?
Yeah, I guess just from my own knowledge, since this is a first for me on the commission, what's typical and standard practice, I guess, for the commission in terms of including appliances such as this in an appraisal value thing,
tax assessment? Mr. McKnight, can you address the kind of historic?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So Lauren has put up the guidelines for special tax valuation eligible expenses. These are guidelines that were adopted by the commission a number of years ago to help guide the application process. The costs are based partly on the National Park Service guidelines for eligible expenditures. They're maybe a little more flexible in some cases, such as carpet. The National Park Service likes carpet that's not glued down, or I mean this glued down, but if it's floating, it's not eligible. So things like that. But really, the list partly is based on what is a reasonable historic rehabilitation cost, and also how directly related they are to the historic rehab. And the other thing too is that the feeling I think at the commission at the time was that many appliances are, you know, can be bought and sold and replaced, you know, during the life of a house. And so they're more like items of personal possession. And so that was kind of the basis of those guidelines. They've been in place for, I think it's probably been around 10 years is what the commission has been using for those. And so, you know, obviously there's always room for interpretation. And so we always provide the opportunity that if the owners have a different view on this based on the guidelines, that they are able to make that appeal to the commission.
Thank you.
Commissioner Williams?
I appreciate the fact that they would like to have the appliances included just from a continuity perspective and just based on past voting. I think it is clearly disallowed, and that's how we have voted in the past to approve all renovations that don't include appliances. So while I appreciate the fact that they're built in, there's been other applicants over the years that have had built-in appliances that have not had those as part of their tax valuation. So I would like to stay consistent with our previous findings.
Commissioner Schlesinger. Oh, you're on mute. Sure.
There we go. I would just like to second Commissioner Williams' view on how this should be handled. Although I do appreciate the beauty and elegance of the choices that they made, you know, our past evaluations have been based on not including that as part of the financial allowance that we've given them. So thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner. Is there any other comment, discussion, questions from the commission? Commissioner Johnson?
Just a small point. As I understand it, they started working in May of 2018 and finished in October of 20. Is that right? And that's more than 24 months. I don't know if that's a big deal, but those are the rules. Am I correct on the dates?
So, Mr. Chair, I'm looking at this application right now, Mr. Commissioner Johnson, I'm looking at this application right now, and I see that the date completed is written in as October 2018. So what we have is the requirements for the program are that the work be completed within the prior, there's a 24-month consecutive period. And so we've always considered the 24 months prior to the date of application being the eligible period. And so when someone misses their application window on the October deadline for the filing year, we often will go ahead and say we can process that the following year. This one, however, is a couple of years in the past. And so I don't know, I know Lauren is here as well. And I don't know if there's been any correspondence with that regarding that period of work. If there's anything to add on that, but typically we would have that be a an application, like in this particular case, if they missed the filing deadline because their work was ongoing, then we would ask them to file in the subsequent year. So that's, I guess that's my response to that. I mean, the
hello, Lauren. Oh. So did it say the 10/20? Because it looks like on the application it says 5/15/18 to 10/1/18.
I think his comment was that we're now in October 2020, which is 2 years past that. Is that correct, Commissioner?
That's exactly what I was thinking, yeah.
So when I processed this, I just made sure the work was done within the 24-month period.
So do we have an administrative issue here, Mr. McKnight?
It appears we actually may have additional work to do on this one. Okay. I'm looking at the expense sheet right now for it, and it looks like we actually have expenses that went all the way through. It looks like the end of 2018. So we're going to need to do a little more homework on this one, I think, and then bring it back to the commission. I apologize for that.
Okay. Do we need to have a motion to on that?
A motion to defer would be be fine.
Okay. Commissioner Hart?
I make a motion that we defer the tax evaluation for the property at, where's the address? 522 North J Street. Pending staff review and follow up later.
Thank you, Commissioner Hart. Is there a second?
Sorry, this is Beth, the owner. I just have a quick question. I was in contact with Lauren throughout this entire time. So I guess I'm just, if there's anything that we can do, if we're just going to put this off and then Ruben and Lauren and I can all connect and kind of work through it. But if there's anything that I need to do now, please let me know.
I don't think there's anything you need to do now. This is essentially an administrative action by the commission to defer defer discussion really on this until you do have those conversations with Ruben and Lauren.
I guess I'm not seeing where it lists expenses outside of the project period. But here's an expense sheet that's up.
So I think the I'm looking right now at a spreadsheet on our server here. So I think that I don't want to spend any more time with the commission on this until we've sorted out and we have have a clear answer. So
there was a motion before. So there's a motion that was looking for a second. That was before the commission. Commissioner Mortensen.
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Mortensen. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those commissioners in favor of the motion, please raise your hands. We have Commissioners Hart, Williams, Morgan Roth, Mortensen, Hilsendigger, Sundstrom, Johnson, Slessor, Stewart, and Bartois. So the motion passes unanimously. Okay. Thank you, Mr. McKnight, and you'll be in touch with the owner.
That's correct. We'll sort it out and then come back to the commission with an answer.
Great. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to our final evaluation at 407 North E Street. Mr. McKnight.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So 407 North E Street is an individual landmark. It's in the Stadium Seminary Historic District. This has been an ongoing labor of love. And the rehabilitation cost claimed is $163,898. The assessed improvement value prior to the work was $424,100, which is 39%. This period of work is January 1st, 2018 through 12/31/2019. And again, this is a filing question. You know, that we have a 24-month period, and then like in this case, the work concluded in 2019 post filing deadline, which is October 1st. And so we just moved into the following year. And this is an interior kitchen bathroom remodel and electrical remodel. And staff recommended reviewed the itemized expense sheet for STV cost eligibility and recommends approval of the application for $163,898.
And I'm on mute. Yes, I was talking to myself. Thank you, Mr. McKnight. I was just commenting, Commissioner Johnson, do you have your hand raised? Or is that your, yes, okay. You're voting. Okay, so do we have the owner here that would like to make any comments?
Hello, this is Paula Bond. Yes, Todd and I are both sitting here listening, and we just want to thank you all for all of your work.
Great. Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who would like to make comments? Seeing none. Commission, is there any comments, questions that you may have? Commissioner Mortensen.
Yeah, I just, and this is for my own clarification, Ruben. So the 24-month period is only the period of rehab work. And then is it also, and then how long do they have to bring it before the commission after the work is finished? Is there a time limit for that?
Thank you for the question, because it is a little bit confusing. The way we process these typically is that, you know, there's a 24-month consecutive period where you can include your expenses prior to the date of application. What often happens is the rehab work will continue past the filing deadline. And so we say, well, then, you know, we'll submit it whenever you're done and we'll process it, you know, when we get to them at the end of the year after the rest of them come in. And so in this particular case, then they finished after last year's filing deadline. So it becomes a 2020 review period. And so we could review it any period or at any time during the year. But I'd like to batch these towards the end of the year, which means that it's been basically sitting for a little while. And so that's if that makes sense. And so like, for instance, if a project finished in October 2nd of 2019, then they wouldn't be able to file for the 2019 cycle. And so then I would say, well, you just file anytime between then and October 1st, 2020, and you can still include the 24 months prior to the application conclusion date. So that's how we do
it. So there's essentially a sort of 12 month grace period then. If you happen to miss the filing deadline for that year, there is another 12 months added potentially from the start date of the work that you could still submit the application.
I would say with a, you know, with a reasonable timeliness, the application is going to be submitted in the following cycle when we review them. Some jurisdictions review them on a rolling basis as they come in. Some jurisdictions, we tend to, and our practice has been, is to accumulate these as time goes on and then file them or, you know, present them to the commission all as one time. We did have a couple actually earlier this spring prior to COVID that we brought forward, but, and that's something we can revisit with the commission if it would make things cleaner. It's just been simpler for us to review them all at once.
Thank you.
Commissioner Helsendinger.
I just wanted to commend the owner on taking on the project and especially reusing some of the materials from inside, reusing them elsewhere in the house. I just really liked seeing what they did with it and commend them for taking on the project.
Great. Other commissioners? Seeing none. May there be a motion to be entertained? Commissioner Mortensen?
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the special tax valuation application for 407 North E Street for $163,898.
Great. A motion by Commissioner Mortensen. Is there a second?
I second.
Second by Commissioner Williams. There's a motion before the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll go to a vote. All those in favor, please raise your hand. We have Commissioners Hart, Johnson, Morgenroth, Williams, Stewart, Hilsendinger, Mortensen, Slusser, Sundstrom, and Bartoy voting yay, and that's a unanimous vote. So thank you, commissioners, and thanks to the owners. That's Paula Bond and Roy Todd. I believe we're both on the phone, I heard you say, Ms. Bond.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you for doing this. It's a great renovation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. So now we are going to move forward with our preservation planning, and oh, is that Commissioner Slusser? Did you have anything for us? Just love democracy, and we should all love democracy. Vote as often as we can, all those things. So preservation planning and board business, annual bylaws and inventory update, Mr. McMahon.
It's an extremely short staff report. We don't have any this year.
We don't? Wow.
None proposed, so. No proposed changes. This is a standing agenda item for this period of the year. So,
okay, we didn't have any lists that we were keeping of all the changes we wanted to make.
We'll have a ton next year, I'm sure.
Okay, great. I had one item that I was just wondering, and it was partly related to my mathematical skills that I realized in counting up the commissioners when I was looking at the full roster that we have 10 commissioners. And is that an issue to have 10 if we have ties and we don't have anything in our bylaws about ties or any of those things? I know we had talked about as Mr. McKnight.
I we haven't had an issue with tie votes yet, but you know it's conceivable, and so it might be nice to have something if we have an even number of commissioners that are appointed and filled, to have something about tiebreaker votes. We could take a look at that and have that in our list for next year.
Okay, just thought I'd bring that up and something to break the tie. Okay, fantastic. We'll move on then to my favorite events and activities update. It's going to be over to Ms. Hoogkamp.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Tomorrow we have a talk by Amber Hayward. She is the director of the Lushootseed Language School from the Puyallup Tribe Language School, and she's going to be talking about cultural preservation and language preservation and how that's important to the tribe and to the community and a lot of the renaming they've been doing in the area. So I'm pretty excited for that one. You can tune in on Facebook or directly through Zoom, and then it will be available after the lecture, probably a day or two, through YouTube and on Facebook as well.
Great, fantastic, thank you. And now to everyone's favorite part of the agenda, the chair comments. I'm making sure I'm not on mute. Okay, I'm not, fantastic. I don't have any comments. I'm hoping that the commission though is doing well, weathering the storm. I keep being reminded today by multiple people from different places that it's a marathon and not a sprint that we're in, and we're doubling down here in Pierce County particularly so we can get through this. So just all my well wishes to you all and your families, and thank you all for your service and thoughtfulness as we go through everything. So I really appreciate it. So with that, we bid adieu. And I will...